A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now, wishing good luck vibes for Jamie and Karen on Strictly Come Dancing, it's Ian Sterling!
Win it! Win the bloody thing! Or not, you've done very well either way.
Brennan Rees!
You're the second poshest person I've ever met, Francis being first, but you're the number one dancer, the best one I've ever seen. Good luck!
Grace Campbell!
Jamie, we're all rooting for you. Good luck on Saturday. You're gonna fucking win, mate.
Miles Nazer!
I had no idea you had moved. Not gonna lie, a little bit jealous of the hip movement.
Grace Grundy!
Hi, Jamie. Wishing you and Karen lots of luck for the Strictly final from me and your best mate, Si.
Larry Dean!
I'll be watching, I'll be voting, and if I don't watch, I'm still going to vote for you guys anyway. Love you lots. Take care.
Jess Wright!
Best of luck for the Strictly final. I know you've got this. Go out there and smash it.
Lloyd Griffith!
Huge congratulations for getting to the final. Good luck for the final. I hope you come back and bring back the bloody crown.
Alex Fox.
Hello, Jamie, you sauce bottle. It was always obvious that you were an expert at dancing the horizontal mambo. Go set that floor aflame.
Rose Mataveo.
Congratulations for making the Strictly final. You're amazing. I'm proud. I'm like a proud auntie, like a weird New Zealand auntie.
Tom Reed Wilson.
Everybody's talking about Jamie. You have truly dazzled, darling.
Sarah Keyworth.
I would say that I always knew you could do it, but that would be a barefaced lie. You have been amazing. Enjoy Saturday night. You deserve it.
Abisha.
A massive good luck to Jamie and Karen in the Strictly finals, and congratulations for getting this far. How insane. So proud of you guys. Come on, you can do this. You got this.
Tom Lucy.
I'll be watching, and I'll be I'll vote this weekend. Good luck, and always remember, keep dancing.
Elizabeth Day.
I literally can't believe this. I am so in awe of everything that you have done to get this far. I mean, I would say I'm proud of you, but I've had literally nothing to do with it.
Ivo Graham.
Jamie is one of our most talented athletes, being particularly adept at long distance and cross-country running. I don't know how much of that was true then. It's certainly not true now, but best of luck to you and Karen in the Strictly final, regardless.
Luke Kempner.
I'll be honest with you, Jamie. I didn't think you would get to the final. It's all to play for, dude, so good luck. We're right behind you, aren't we, Pongo?
Frederick Ferrier.
Jaron. They're the people's favourite. They're definitely my favourite. I'm rooting for you. Big kiss, guys. Take on the gold.
Sophie Habu.
I am so proud of you, and you should be so proud of yourself. I can't wait to watch you dance this week. I'm so proud of you. Good luck. Love you.
And the private parts team.
Good luck in the finals. You guys have done amazing so far. We've all been rooting for you, and we can't wait to see you dance.
You smashed it so far. You smashed it on the podcast, and you're going to smash it in the final.
Good luck, Jamie and Karen. We're all rooting for you at private parts. Well done for getting this far.
I've absolutely loved watching you for the past however many weeks. Jamie and Karen for the win.
Good luck, Jamie. We're all absolutely astonished that you've got this far. I think you're going to win. Uh, Hello and welcome. We'll be right back to Sarah Keyworth, but we just wanted to pop across to my longtime best friend, Frederick Ferrier.
Woo! Great to see you, Franny.
We're going to have a bit of a special segment where we go through and we assess the dancing of Jamie Lang. That's what we're doing, isn't it?
Well, not just Jamie. Karen as well.
No,
come on.
Jamie, Karen. Should we jump right into it? We're gonna have a
let's
have a look
do
at
it.
Jamie's
let's
dancing.
Do it. So Jamie, he must have been very happy with this because it's like a license to wear fake tan without anyone saying anything.
And do you know, apparently he tried to buy that wig.
Did he? Jamie's flapping his gums. Look at those Cuban heels. Jamie loves a Cuban heel.
He's worn Cuban heels in every single dance.
He's like, guys, don't worry. They're like, Jamie, maybe not the Cuban heels. Like, no, definitely. I'm thinking fake tan Cuban heels for this dance.
But it always makes me wince looking at his he looks like he's going to hurt his foot again.
I have to say, I'm genuinely very impressed from everything I've seen so far. Not just today, but he's really, it's like this was his calling all along.
It's true. He's keeping up with her. I mean, she's a professional dancer.
I think that's, what would you give that out of 10, Frisco?
I would say, I mean, I thought that was pretty good. I mean, I think I quite liked the outfits.
Basically, it was like, it reminds me of a Halloween costume of mine. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like you've worn that.
That
outfit before.
So that was great.
That was great.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a smile throughout that. So it was a very uplifting performance. They're giving a lot of energy. The crowds are loving it. The judges clearly love it. I'm giving that a 9.
I would say probably 8.5. I want to see what he's made of. But do you know what? I actually did give him that tip. You know, I said, look, Jamie, whatever you do, you've got to smile the whole time.
You said tits and teeth, baby. Tits and teeth.
Tits and teeth. Exactly. And he listened to me. And it's paid off, hasn't it?
All right, so I'm giving it 9. Francis has gone for the slightly harsher one of 8.5. Let's see the next one.
Wow, he's quite tanned in this one as well.
I think they're like, Jamie, you don't need to tan for this one. He's like, yeah, I do. Okay, it's very on brand. It's Queen's Gambit. I like that.
The funny thing is, Jamie has no idea how to play chess.
No. He does, well, he's grabbing her queen.
And as you can see, neither do they. Look
how
they set the pieces.
That's not how you play chess, by the way.
She just moved his piece.
Okay, Jamie has done the opposite in this. He's not smiling. He's got a very stern face.
His hair looks good like this. He should keep it like that.
If they were playing chess, this would be a very drawn-out chess game. Because per move, and then they're dancing around the table. It would be a nightmare doing this with
them. You know, they need one of those clocks that they tap just to test.
Yeah, exactly.
Because whose turn is this eating into?
I actually prefer that one to the last one. It had elegance, it had grace.
Chess.
And it had chess as well. So it's informative. You know, maybe that could be a new Olympic sport, chess with dancing.
They should do chess and jiu-jitsu because they're very closely linked.
Well, okay, right. So let's talk about that. So what, Francis, what are your takeaway points from that?
It was a bit slick. It was a bit more slick.
What, the hair or the dance?
Both. I think the other one was a bit goofy, so maybe it suited Jamie's goofy. He's just a goofy goober, isn't he?
Isn't a goober? You spent too much time in America, isn't it? Aren't goobers like sweets over there, or sorry, candy? I should say.
He's just a bit. You know, he's a big goofy goober.
I don't think anyone likes to be like known as a goofy goober, but I personally think that's a strong dance.
He managed to conceal it very well in that dance, I think, the goofy goober persona he's known for. But yeah, no, I thought that was good. I thought that was good. I would say I preferred that to the last one.
Yeah, he's showing off his skills. Karen is showing off her prowess and her, you know, her talent.
I think his Cuban heel was slightly taller in that one.
If anything, like, I reckon, what's the bet that he's got a killer tan in this one as well? And a Cuban. What do you think?
I keep saying, so did you get a tan for the thing? He's like, oh no, they made me do it.
Yeah, it's God, I hated it. Forced me. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not wearing those heels.
It's really...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, daddy's home and he's thrusting his hips. Hello. Actually, his outfit's kind of lit here.
But do you remember he used to dress like that? But he should keep. I think he should have just.
So did you?
No, but I think he should. It should keep dressing like that. I still wear.
You're no stranger to a lumberjack shirt.
But there's one bit where he does. It looks like he's going to do a spinning move on it. On, you know, the b-boy break dancing thing.
I look forward to that.
But he just slides and goes, yeah.
He bottles it.
Look, here it is.
There it is. Yeah. That would have been a lot of practice.
I think that was good. I think that was good. I think what that was. probably my favourite.
Francis, every single one of you said is your favourite so far. You're like one of the... Yeah, no, that's my favourite. I guarantee we show the next one. That's my favourite too. I hate that kind of person.
It's because I have a memory of a goldfish.
You do that when I show you my songs as well. You're like, that is my...
I've forgotten the other ones.
It lulls me into a false sense of security.
No, but I have to say, your songs do get incrementally better.
That is good. Right, long may it continue. So, Francis, I think one thing that's on everyone's minds, it's been on my mind, when are we going to see you dancing?
On Strictly?
Yeah.
They have to ask me first. I don't know. Like, I met with them once ages ago, and then they didn't want me.
I'm glad you went with that. I thought you were going to say, and then, you know, they, you know, I obviously didn't want to do it because I just want to keep a low profile.
No. That was, no, like, what was it called? Big Brother offered me, like, it's ridiculous money. That,
$2,000?
No, yeah, it was a bit more.
$3,000?
But I thought I wanted to protect my brand, so I didn't want to...
So you just did the driving show instead?
Yeah, so I just did celebrity driving.
So I just did driving with this...
I was like, no, I've got to film this driving show.
Look, I don't get involved in the lowest common denominator kind of TV, okay? Me personally, I like the driving with the stars. Yeah. But to be fair, with that, you did get one of the perks of doing that show is you got a driver's license.
I got a driver's license. But and actually, I stalled right in front of a bus.
Yeah. I remember when you first got your license.
Yeah.
And you were really psyched about just wanting to drive, as you can imagine. Like, Fred, you in Hampshire? Okay, I'm coming. I'm going to come and see you. And I was like, oh, okay. And then you'd come and you'd pick me up and we'd go for a drive. And it was quite early on, I'd say you were quite terrifying sitting next to you behind the wheel.
Well, I used to cut corners.
Yeah. red lights are optional. And we were doing this thing where we'd pulled up to like a main roundabout. And we see this huge bus coming around. I was like, Francis, stop. And you just went, right in front of the bus. And as you did, you stalled. The engine went off, you were in neutral, and then you just rev the accelerator and it goes, yeah! And you basically, like, you were just growling at this bus.
I'd always known in, like, racing, you're supposed to, like, kiss the apex, and obviously in the racing games I was sort of kissing the apex on these country lanes, blind corners.
Yeah. So what are your plans for Mexico?
I'm on my way down right now to Florida, mm-hmm. to fight in the World Championships.
Very nice.
Jiu-Jitsu. And going down to Mexico City to meet Zoe.
Amazing. That sounds kind of romantic.
Well, yeah.
Provided you don't get into any cartel trouble, I think that sounds like a wonderful trip.
Thought I wanted to get in with them, you know.
Don't make that mistake, because I've heard they're not too nice, and they won't be impressed that you're on TV either. If you're like, whoa, look how many followers I've got. Don't murder me. Come on.
Imagine if they were all really upset, if it was like a weird thing, they were really obsessed with private parts.
Parts privado, muy bueno.
Parts privado.
Partes privado, qué bueno.
And it was just dubbed.
Yeah. Yeah. And your voice would be...
Imagine dubbing a podcast.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, Fred, thanks for joining us today on this special segment to assess Jamie's dancing.
Can I just say that I think that actually he's done amazingly, amazingly well. And everyone that I now sort of bump into here that watches the show is like, I absolutely love watching Jamie on the show.
Do you think he's going to win?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
100%.
All right.
All right then, Frisco. Have a safe flight. Lots of love. And I'll call you soon.
Send my love to your family over there in Winchester.
I will do. Take care, buddy.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, as it's Christmas and we've got the wonderful, hilarious comedian Sarah Keyworth with us.
Hello.
We thought we'd ask you for your favourite Christmas cracker jokes. You know, I feel like maybe you should read the Christmas cracker jokes.
Shall I?
Yes.
Okay. We're both comedians.
No, but you're definitely the comedian.
Okay.
Among us, so
I'll try and do it justice.
We can take turns if you like.
I think it would be nice to hear your delivery of some of these.
All right. Okay.
I think even you should start because my email's not opening.
So. All right. First, what are they called? Joke from a Christmas cracker. What does an elf sing when they are in sexy mood?
Is that how it's written? What does an elf sing when they are in sexy mood?
When they are in a sexy mood, I should say. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I don't know. What does an elf sing when it's in sexy mood?
When I think about you, I touch my elf.
I get it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay, do you want to read the next one?
I really do. What makes the Christmas alphabet different from normal? It has no L.
Oh.
Noel.
That's a good
very
one.
Good. And that person's put a cry laughing face afterwards.
Oh.
Very good.
Yeah. That's funny.
Very good.
Here we go. What do you call an unimportant elephant?
You tell me.
An ear elephant.
That's not Christmassy, is it? That's just an elephant joke.
No, that's not. It's just
I see. I expected them all to be festive, but that's okay.
An ear elephant.
An ear elephant. Yes. That's good. Well done.
I like that one. Yeah.
That's Victoria Fitz. What do you do when you see a spaceman? Park it in, man.
These are not questions.
Parking it, man. Parking it. This is just, that's nonsensical, Holly Coleman, 1992. What do you see as, am I just not understanding that?
How did that make it into this picture?
I mean, I've been sent that in a PDF. That is, I'm offended. What did Santa do when speed dating?
What?
He pulled a cracker. That's my favourite type of one.
Oh, that's
pulled
funny.
Pulled a cracker.
That's good.
Very
that's
good.
Okay. Two snowmen standing in a field. One says to the other, can you smell carrots?
That's a similar vein. What did the snowman say to the carrot? Get out of my face.
Yeah.
Oh. That's just dialogue, isn't it?
What do you call a three-legged donkey?
I don't know.
Neither do I, because it's not...
There's no punchline.
There's no punchline to that joke.
Shall I Google that joke and find out?
Well, why don't you just try and make up the punchline?
Legged donkey.
Seesaw.
That thing that Anton Deck used to do, Wonky Donkey,
on
Saturday morning TV. It's probably just a wonky, isn't it?
Wonky. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonky.
Because it's slightly reminiscent of what do you call a deer with no eyes, but it's not the same, is it?
Yes.
It's a different joke.
No idea.
And what do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
What?
Still no idea.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great, isn't it? That's a good one.
That's good.
This is why on the first episode of Coach Trip, people tried to vote us off because they didn't think that we were party people.
Yeah, we weren't loud enough.
We weren't loud enough and we were too busy whispering jokes to each other.
Well, look, I think maybe we might be done with that and we might have to move
I think
on.
It's better off if we're done with that.
We might have to move straight on to the answers to the Christmas quiz. And for your benefit as well, Sarah, I will read the question as well.
Please.
So you can have a crack at the answers.
Never guess.
So here we go. Which world leader celebrates his birthday on Christmas Day? Question one.
Macron. I've got no idea.
Incorrect. It's actually Justin Trudeau.
Do you know what? He was going to be my second guess because he's got a bit of a Christmassy vibe, hasn't he?
Does he? I don't know. Maybe.
I think it's because he's Canadian and it's always cold
yes.
there.
Yes. Oh, that's true. It's snow.
I should have said him.
Yes. You
that would have been
really.
Right. So, yeah.
Question two. Which country annually sends a Christmas tree to be erected in London's Trafalgar Square?
Sweden. I don't know.
Oh, close. It's Norway.
Bah! Should have gone with Norway. I was going to say that was going to be my second guess because Norway's quite Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
Norway true. Reminds me of Justin Trudeau. So.
True. Yeah. Yes, that is. You would have got that.
I would have got that if I'd have got the first and second one right if I'd said the right answers.
Yeah, exactly. And question three: which country is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition?
Denmark.
Incorrect. Germany.
Really? Germany?
Yeah. Germany started the Christmas tree.
I should know that. I'm German.
No, are you?
Well, my grandmother was, so technically, I suppose.
Oh.
Little bit German. Bit of German
That's
there.
Cool.
She never mentioned Christmas trees.
Some of them, they're just very modest about.
Too busy talking about Lebkuchen.
Yeah. I love the Germans. I'm a bit of a Teutonophile.
I actually knew that about you. That's why you asked me to come on coach trip, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. They said, "Who do you want?" And you said, "I don't mind who it is, but they've got to have a bit of German in them."
That's correct. What is your star sign if you were born on Christmas Day?
Oh, Christ on a bike. I don't know anything about star signs. It's not Virgo. It's not Sagittarius.
No, incorrect. It's Capricorn.
Oh, I never would have got that because I couldn't remember it. Should have gone with Capricorn. No. It sounds a bit like candy corn.
Yeah.
I'd have got that if I'd known it.
Candy corn gets a lot of, hate, but I actually really like candy corn, I have to say.
I've never tried it. What is it?
It's really delicious.
It's just candied corn.
No, it's not. It's really just like sugar, but with flavour. It's really, they're very addictive, I have to say. I know some people hate candy corn, but I love it. I'll send you some.
Well, if candy corn want to sponsor the podcast, that'd be
yes. Yeah, I don't even know if it's one company. I think there's multiple producers of it, like sunflower seeds.
Does it all taste the same, or is there a particular?
No, it all tastes.
It all tastes
the same. It's amazing how they get it exactly.
All right.
But
incredible.
Right.
I haven't got a single one right. I'm sort of enjoying that.
Who was crowned King of England on Christmas Day 1066?
1060 bloody six?
Yeah.
Just after the Battle of Hastings.
Yeah. There's your clue.
There's a limited amount of men's names I could go for. George. Go with the George.
Incorrect. It's William the Conqueror.
Fuck's sake.
William the First.
I don't know any questions. See, this is what I should have... If you'd let me revise, I'd have known.
Yes, it's true. You would have got all of these. Question number six. In Japan, what is now a traditional Christmas dinner?
Curry.
Incorrect. KFC.
Is it?
KFC is now the...
That is bizarre.
Official Christmas, because it's kind of American and,
And it's specifically from KFC as opposed to just fried chicken.
Yeah.
They don't fry their own. They go and buy it.
No, exactly. Exactly.
That is... That's pretty depressing, isn't it?
It's quirky. All right, question seven. Traditionally, which way should mincemeat be stirred to bring good luck?
Left.
Is that clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise.
Incorrect.
Oh, you're joking. You're joking. I had a 50% chance of getting it right. What does that even mean? Okay, so they stir it clockwise, which is the way you'd stir anything anyway.
Yeah, so they stir it clockwise.
I went with counter because that's bizarre.
Yeah, no, it is clockwise. I apologise.
That's the natural stirring way. That's how we stir everything.
So that is the seventh question you've got wrong, Sarah. I apologise for
this
that.
I've done this. I've come here as a favour. And this is...
Humiliation.
You can't tell me that Jamie would have known these answers.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
This is my ode to Jamie Lash.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and question eight. Doing which Christmas activity sends roughly 14,700 Americans to A&E every year?
Snowball fights.
Incorrect. Putting up Christmas decorations.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because they go quite hard, don't they?
Yeah, and they also climb on roofs and things like that, so it's extreme.
Yeah, so it's just everybody falling off ladders, Home Alone style.
Exactly.
I think Snowball Fight was a good guess.
That is a good guess, actually. I do
bit of credit there.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of Snowball Fight injuries, actually.
Well, you know,
so should have said tobogganing.
But that would have still been wrong, as it happens. So, question 9. The official record for the tallest snowman is held by the US town of Bethel in Maine. How tall was it?
28 feet.
Incorrect.
Of course it's incorrect.
120 feet.
Okay, I didn't think big enough.
No, you got to think big.
How wide is it?
I do not have that information available.
Well, what the fuck?
But I imagine it would be wide enough to support the height.
That's a big carrot, isn't it?
Yeah. You've impressed us. Finally, the question number 10 of the quiz.
I'm going for a clean sweep.
What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Mistletoe.
Incorrect. Actually, you got that right. It is mistletoe.
Are you really?
Yes.
No way.
You managed to get
got that just in the list. Snuck in at the end.
And it's good because the penalty for losing is to getting your head flushed down the loo.
I thought you were getting pegged by Santa.
Getting pegged by Santa Claus. But there we are. That is the end of the Christmas quiz,
wow.
And that brings us right to the end of what a fantastic Christmas bonus episode. It's been a fantastic episode.
It's been a wild ride.
You've been a fantastic guest.
I've learned a lot.
And I think what I think we would all like from you, Sarah, is to leave us with something inspirational.
It's been a shit year, but it's nearly over.
That's true.
So that's that should inspire you to look to the future and go, whatever happens, can't get that much worse.
Do you think 2020 is gonna end with a bang?
No, I don't think it's going to end with a bang at all. I think it's going to sort of peter out quite slowly.
A fizzle.
But I think 2021 is going to end with a bang.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
That sounds like I'm making a threat.
Sounds like you're planning some sort of attack.
No, I promise I'm not. don't spoil the surprise.
But there we are. Thank you for being here. Sarah, you've been a fantastic guest. I can't wait to have you back on.
With the new winner of Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes.
Talking about you, because you won't have me on for several years and you'll have won it by
then. Oh, well, we'll see.
We'll see. That's what
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's how I think the year is going to end, with a bang next year.
Yes, that would be...
You keep trying to end this podcast. I keep not letting you.
And that's it. Thank you very much.
Do it now.
Thank you, Sarah Kiwa.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.